Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. Similar to last week and the week before, I'm going to focus on one song for a bit, but we'll get into that in a minute. I wanted to start off this week's show with a couple of real sort of great, perfect jazz songs, straight up jazz songs. We're going to hear first from Sonny Rollins from his Volume 1 record. The song is Blues Note, only here on New York Standard. West Coast Blues, Wes Montgomery, from the incredible jazz guitar, Wes Montgomery. I read some information about him, and I think most folks know this about him. But if you don't, now you do. He completely self-taught, somewhat similar, and obviously very, very different styles, but, you know, very, very similar to Eddie Van Halen, self-taught. Again, very, very different styles, but considered to be the tops of their crafts, and pretty impressive. That was Wes Montgomery with West Coast Blues, and before that we heard Blues Note from Sonny Rollins from his Volume 1 record. I love that. I love the first two records of his compendium of his career, if you will. Really great albums, and they stand up. 45, 50 years later, they really stand up. That's for sure. So this week's special song spotlight, and I think this will probably be the last one of these that I do for a while. A favorite has always been the song April in Paris. And it doesn't hurt that it coincides with my own trip to Paris. We're heading to France here in the next day or so as of October 13th, and really looking forward to the trip. Love going to France, and we're going to be spending a little bit more time outside of Paris this time. So anyway, what better time than to bring you this song, what better time to bring you this song than now? So we're going to kick it off with Monk's version. This is actually an outtake of April in Paris by Monk from the Monk period record. This is an alternate take, according to the CD, take 6, April in Paris. Thelonious Monk, only here on New York Standard. Thank you.
dress. Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris. This is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace. Till April in Paris, whom can I run to? What have you done to charm of spring? Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you done to my? Mm-hmm. Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Yes, April in Paris, chestnut blossoms, holiday tables under the trees, babe, April in Paris, this is the feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never miss it warm embrace till April in Paris. Now whom can I run to? Oh, what have you done to my heart? Thank you.
till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart? April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Oh, never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart? April in Paris, chestnuts and blossom, holiday tables
the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling. No one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could see, never missed a warm embrace till April Paris.
If anybody has any issues with that lineup there, I don't know what you're doing. You're just not living life right. I don't know. That was a little song spotlight, single song spotlight called For April in Paris. That was Sarah Vaughan and Clifford Brown, preceded by Ella and Lewis, preceded by Coleman Hawkins, preceded by Billie Holiday, and kicking us off with Thelonious Monk. I do hope you enjoyed that. I know I did. So, moving on to other parts of the show, I love Jimmy Rushing, that sort of voice that straddled R&B and blues and jazz. Little Jimmy Rushing made a great record called Rushing Lullabies. And he did a really neat version of Travelin' Light. And so here it is, Jimmy Rushing, Travelin' Light, on New York Standard.
I'm traveling light because my gal has gone, and from now on I'm traveling light. She said goodbye and took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see, I'm free as a breeze. No one but me and my memory. Some lucky night, she may come back again, but until then, I'm traveling light. the breeze. No one but me and my memory. Some lucky night, she may come back again. But until then, I'm traveling light. I'm traveling light. I'm traveling light.
Ballerina, dance and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance.
Nat Cole from the Nat King Cole Story. Actually, no, I take that back. That is from the 4 CD set called Nat King Cole. Neat compendium, great set, a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it, in my opinion, is not as good as the 2-disc set that is called the Nat King Cole Story. For one reason or other, the lesser set is better, in my opinion. It's a little bit wider reaching. All the mixes, I believe, are in stereo instead of you notice that one was in mono. Still not uncommon at that point, but nevertheless. Well, now we're getting into 2 of my favorite live concerts ever. This is the next one up is Basie at Newport, 1957, and we're going to close out the little live section here with Ellington at Newport, 1956. Two classic concerts. Both for the ages, frankly, and both of these just you sort of file away as lay back and relax them, and just let the amazing performances wash over you because they're great. Count Basie with 1 o'clock jump, And it's hard for me to play any other song from the Ellington concert than Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue, both from Newport 57 and 56. Enjoy this. This is one-of-a-kind music. Only here on New York Standard.
Thank you. And now we would like to play some of our 1938 vintage, diminuendo in blue and crescendo in blue. These are separated by an interval by Paul Gonzalez. Thank you.
Like I said, electric. Just electric, those two performances in particular. 1956, Ellington at Newport. 1957, Basie at Newport. Back-to-back in reverse order of what I've just said. I frequently say that the Louis Armstrong Hot Fives and Sevens is the Rosetta Stone of pop music, and I believe that really strongly. But I also believe that those two albums that I just, songs from which I've just played, they are sort of like a roadmap for the rest of time in pop music. Certainly by the mid-50s, swing had already, to some degree, I wouldn't say come and gone, but in terms of popularity, it was starting to wane. But there's something about those performances, aside from their just raw electricity, there's more to it than those. There's more to it than just sort of a hearkening back. I mean, obviously, 1 o'clock Jump is a song from the 30s. It's about the performances and what they did with them and what became of the genre thereafter. Because obviously the 60s begat the 70s, which wasn't necessarily a kind time for jazz as a whole. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed those two tunes. They're strong, they're just beautiful, beautiful songs. So moving on. Well, every week, as you know, I bring Nat Cole, whom we've heard already, and I bring Johnny Hartman. And I hope you enjoy those two fellas, because they're my, they're up, they really are. Johnny Hartman is my favorite male vocalist, and this is an outtake from a record that Johnny did for Bethlehem Records in, I believe, 1955. Songs from the Heart, Johnny Hartman. This is I'll Remember April. It's an alt take, only here on New York Standard.
This lovely...
Oh, that's that lip. I'm thinking of... Oh,
I can't hear you. Well, you know how it is. Okay. Still rolling. I'll Remember April. Take two.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had alone, where we have walked together I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember. and I'll smile.
You should take the A train to get to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you take the A train, you'll get to Sugar Hill and in a hurry. Oh, listen, now the train is coming. Listen, hear the rails a-humming. Oh, you should take the A train to get to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. Should take the 8 train if you're thinking of heading uptown. You should take the 8 train, it's the swingin'est trolley around. You better scurry, scurry, never need to worry, worry, when you take the A train. You should take the A train to get to Sugar Hill way up in.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, would kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. In a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land, and I'll swell thou
loser, sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two. Two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land.
Sassy, Sassy sings, I tell you. There's a different feel to her voice that the other sort of big singers from that era, Ella was just so crisp, clear, and perfect in so many ways, in every way, actually. Sarah Vaughan had a little bit more, I don't think swagger's the word, but just a different tone. And I say this respectfully, I think she sounded best when she sang opposite Billy Eckstine. I thought they worked particularly well together. Particularly well. I really do. Well, we are wrapping, and that was Thou Swell. I failed to mention Take the A-Train, and that's Mel Torme. That is his Ellington Basie songbook. If I had been a smart man, I would have kicked off the last block between Johnny Hartman. Instead of leading off with Johnny Hartman, I would have kicked it off with Mel. But that is his version of Take the A-Train. And then we heard from Sarah Vaughan. We are closing out this week's show from somebody I don't think I've played at all, and is a legend in his own right. King of the Stride Piano, a guy named Willie the Lion Smith. This is a compilation called The Lion Roars. It's recorded 1934 to 1944. You will like this. It is a lot of fun. It's a song called Fading Star. And he's, if not for Willie the Lion Smith, we probably don't have so much of what became of the pianos, whether it's Oscar Peterson or any of the other players that came. His style, his attack, like I said, King of the Stride Piano. Look him up. He's worth some research. Willie the Lion Smith with Fading Star. Only here on New York Standard. Thank you. Isn't a lot of fun? I told you it was a lot of fun. Well, this wraps up a really cool, neat show. I hope you liked it as much as I did, whether it was the couple of versions of April in Paris or the live versions of 1 o'clock Jump and Diminuendo in Blue and Crescendo in Blue. I thought it made for a unique show. I love those two concerts. Make sure you go out and buy those, download them, stream them, somehow get those records because they're worth it. Absolutely worth it. My name is Andre Archambault, and you have been listening to New York Standard.